Now, 17 minutes before 11 o'clock, and I want to introduce you to some really great people. 25 different school districts represented in our Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps, and we really want to talk just about the totality of the experience and what happened. The first thing we'll do is just clue you in on who's in the room, and we'll start. Do you want to? I'll let you all introduce yourselves and just tell us a little bit about you.
Hi, I'm Eliana Peljug, and I'm a sophomore at Fox Chapel Area High School.
Hi there, my name's Evan Sweeney, and I'm a senior at Northgate High School.
Hi, I'm Ananya Cletus. I'm a sophomore at the Upper St. Clair High School.
Hi, I'm Brennan Kars. I'm a junior at Upper St. Clair High School.
Hello, I'm Nathan Lear, and I'm a junior at Cornell High School.
And how great it is to have all of you here. So everybody here was with us for One Young World for the summit. You were all here to see President Clinton speak, to hear and see Kofi Annan speak. And each of you developed some really great articles that are at pghyouthmedia.org. And I almost don't know what I want to ask you other than I think the first thing is if you can kind of think about how the experience maybe differed from your expectations. I guess that would be one, or how it met your expectations. I guess I'm just curious in general. It's been a couple weeks, what it's been like. Anybody have any thoughts about that? Ananya is going to go first.
Well, I guess my expectations were kind of lower to begin with because I was mostly excited to see President Bill Clinton talk. And initially, I wasn't sure exactly what the summit would be like. And I figured that, oh, it'll just be a bunch of people talking about stuff that they aren't ever going to do or stuff that isn't going to happen. But I think going there, I think I was just completely amazed by everyone in the room. Everyone was so passionate about what they were doing. And they all had these great ideas and they actually wanted to change stuff. And I think, actually, the entire summit was just amazing. I didn't really expect to enjoy it as much as I did, but I was just amazed by everyone in the room, everyone's determination, passion.
Yeah, you gave me one of the first real delights, Ananya, of for me, is when you came back with the picture of Muhammad that you took. And I forget his last name. Muhammad
Yunus,
thank you. Muhammad Yunus won a Nobel Prize in 2006 for coming up with microfinance, and he had spoken right after President Clinton, and his speech really moved me. So did President Clinton's, and you got a picture with him the very next day, and you came back with it, and I remember you then wrote a piece, and your piece is amazing. It relates Pakistan and India. It talks about, you know, how do you follow Bill Clinton? You know, okay, we're done here. You know, what's this guy going to talk about? And he was amazing, wasn't he? Just great. Any other thoughts, Evan?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I knew entirely what to expect when I first went into the summit, because when I had originally signed up for it, I got the background information, but you can't really, it's hard to tell how something's really going to be until you're there and experiencing it for yourself. But I think if there was one thing that surprised me, it was probably the way that everyone from every country was able to interact so closely and so personally with each other. I never imagined that we would, you know, get to, you know, for example, show someone around Pittsburgh who had never been here before, someone from Turkey or someone from Afghanistan, and be able to sit with people during dinner and laugh with them and have pillow fights.
Tell me about what, you know, deliberately I had a pretty solitary existence during One Young World meeting. I did not go to a home dinner. I did not go to a breakout session. And with the exception of the opening ceremony and Kofi Annan, I pretty much hung out in the media room helping people because, you know, I was there to help, not to do. So did you go to a home dinner?
Yeah, actually, I went with Winona Rinkus, Rinkix, I think is how you pronounce
it. It's Rinkix, yeah. I actually know her mom. It was kind of neat. I remember when her mom was pregnant with her, so it's kind of a bizarre.
And we went to the leadership conference at a company called DDI, which I think is somewhere around Upper St. Clair or...
They're out in Bridgeville.
Bridgeville. And it was fantastic. We were probably there with about 50 people from all different countries, Mexico, the UK. And we went in and it was, I guess you could describe it as a kind of workshop, or it was a discussion on how to build better leadership and how to become better leaders and what it takes. And we split up into smaller groups and we just were able to work on these kinds of things with people from all around the world. And then we got on the bus and we broke up into even smaller groups. And Winona and myself, we went to a home dinner. And I want to say his name is Justin McHalton. And he's the CEO of a company called Industrial Scientific. And he lives in Mount Lebanon. It was absolutely phenomenal. Everybody was able to, you know, sit down and talk, and it was a little more intimate because there were less people involved, and they couldn't have been more hospitable or welcoming.
Is that where the pillow fight happened?
It is not. The pillow fight actually happened. Ananya could probably tell you better than I, because she partook in it. But it actually happened during one of the dinners in the actual convention center.
Now that would be a good way for countries to resolve conflict. Just pillow, either that or scissors, rock, paper, or something. How about you, Nathan? Anything come to mind, at least in terms of takeaways or just... And one thing I'll say is it was different than I expected. You know, we've never done anything like this before. We've always wanted to. And, you know, the other organizations involved, Carlo and the consortium and us... we're like, couldn't be more thrilled with how it went, and we kind of had an idea, but, you know, I don't know if nervous is the right word, but we were kind of maybe tentative or just, we didn't know exactly, we knew we were going to roll with it, so to speak. So what do you think, Nathan?
Well, I didn't know much about, I've never heard about the One Young World Summit until, like, I was chosen to be a reporter and all, and when it's getting closer, you're definitely like, you're getting more and more excited. But just any expectations that I had, the actual summit blew them out of the water.
Yeah.
Just meeting so many people who just want to change the world, it definitely changed my life. I definitely plan to attend as many summits as I can in the future. So, yeah, that's
fantastic. The next one is in Johannesburg, and we sort of brainstormed together that maybe we can send a group of folks to Johannesburg to teach some teens there how to do this, or at least to share some secrets. What stories? You did, Nathan is a great videographer, and can you share what some of the stories you created were or about them?
I had 5 really good interviews. I got one with Jeremy Gilley. He's the founder of Peace Day. I got one with Carolyn Miles. She's the founder and, oh no, she's the first woman CEO and president of Save the Children. And she's from Pittsburgh. There's Jessica Jackley from Pittsburgh. She actually went to North Allegheny High School. She's the founder of Kiva. I got to talk to an astronaut, Ron Guerin, and Spencer West. He, at the age of 5, he lost his legs and he actually climbed the tallest mountain in Africa.
Yeah, I saw that piece. You really... you're a great videographer. That's something I can't do. I can do the sound part. That's about it. Eliana, what do you think?
Definitely going back to the home dinners and just the whole experience. I think it was incredible to be able to talk to the delegates on such a personal level. They're coming from all around the world to Pittsburgh, but they treated us incredibly and they spoke to us just like anyone else. It's incredible that at their young ages, they really have set out to change the world by forming their own NGOs and companies and things.
Now, I may be wrong about this, but it gets hard with so many. Didn't you stay up at one of the Night Owl sessions? Did you stay?
I did,
yeah,
yes.
I thought so. Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, after the summit, which was incredible because I know I was exhausted, the delegates got together in these Night Owl sessions that took place all around Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they do this every day of the summit, right?
Yeah.
Because in Europe and other countries, you know, we tend to roll in the sidewalks a little early in Pittsburgh. Evan and I know that in Bellevue, like the stores all close at 2 in the afternoon. but these folks from other cultures, you know, often they're just turning on around 8 o'clock at night or so. So these night owl sessions
happen. It was definitely incredible. I guess the delegates have this opportunity to talk with all these people from all around the world, and they don't want to miss any of that. So actually, one of the night owl sessions was happening in our hotel lobby at the Marriott. And it was run by Harvey Lamb and of the Tri-Sector Leadership. The Tri-Sector Forum is the company that he was representing. And it was really talking about how to be an effective leader, you have to understand the government sectors, social sectors, and business sectors, that they're all really important to being an effective leader. So it was really incredible to hear these people from all around the world emphasize this issue and talk about it.
Yeah, your article on that was really good,
too. Thank
you. I remember I hadn't known about that organization before. You can see writing and photographs and audio pieces, videos. If you go to pghyouthmedia.org, there were 90 pieces put together, all told. And I actually looked at the statistics the other day because when the month of October ended, you know, that's when those reports come in. Hundreds of thousands of hits reading your work, and it's just amazing. Who hasn't had a chance? You haven't shared anything yet. Hello.
So I guess it would be very difficult to fit in everything that happened during those 4 days during this radio piece, but I know that I did have the chance to do a lot of work with Eliana and Ananya. We all went to, along with another reporter, Maria Navarro, we went to a home dinner in Shadyside that was hosted by a man named Steve Irwin and his family. And it was really interesting.
Isn't
because
he the crocodile? No, never mind.
No. Not the same guy. But, we went to his house, and it was a beautiful house, first of all. And the whole dinner was themed around Halloween. And most of these delegates had come from countries in which they never really celebrate Halloween. It's more of an American custom. So seeing them there, getting their faces painted, and Ananya and I carved a pumpkin with a guy from Peru, which was just really interesting. It was really, really just incredible to see all of these delegates and sort of experience something that we do every October that they had never heard of before.
One thing I'm curious about is, you know, we made this effort to really get a mixed group. We wanted people from lots of different schools. You might remember our kind of weird application that you all filled out that asked you things that applications don't typically ask you. Like, we didn't care about grades or anything like that. We were more interested in curiosity and storytelling and everything. Everybody seemed to bond in a way. I mean, I can't recall, you know, anybody that felt out of place or didn't immediately create friendship. And did that surprise you guys at all? Because it surprised me a little bit from remembering when I was a teen. And even as an adult, when you mix up a group of people like that, it doesn't necessarily work out that well. What do you think happened? Do you have any thoughts about that? Just jump in.
Yeah, well, I think, when we began the training downtown, and of course in any first encounter, there's a little bit of apprehension. People aren't sure, you know, how to interact with one another. We really didn't know each other. And then when we started just working together, doing our training, you start to get a lot closer to people. But then I think when you find that you're, you know, in a summit for 4 days and you're completely immersed, you're staying at the same hotel, you're in the summit from 8 to, you know, 8, probably at least 12 hours, and you all work together, I mean, I think it just forms out of that. It forms naturally out of that. I mean, it's clear that everyone at, you know, all the reporters are really fantastic people, I found. And so it was just really easy to get along with them.
Ananya?
Oh, okay. Well, actually, more surprised than I was by how we were able to connect with the other reporters, I was actually surprised by how well we connected with the delegates. Because initially I thought that, oh, there'll be this difference with, like, the age and we won't be able to get along. But I think when we reached there, we were immediately connected with all the delegates because, like, I remember I made a really good friend with this guy from Cyprus named Elias, And I met him on the first day at the bridge party, and he and I, like, immediately got along. And he got along with Eliana as well. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've been keeping in touch. I've Skyped him a couple of times. Nice. And we have so much in common that I didn't realize. Like, we both have, like, the same favorite TV shows. We both, like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But here we are, like, on two different ends of the world. He's trying to, like, help in Cyprus with this media network that he started, and here I am in Pittsburgh. And I guess I was just amazed by how much we had in common.
That's incredible. Yeah, I was watching you all interacting with the delegates at mealtimes and things, and it was almost as if you were just we described this as being an embedded reporting type of thing, and that's exactly what it was. You guys just became part. It's as if you were delegates. And to me, it made the world seem a lot smaller, too, right? Because suddenly it doesn't seem as big.
Yeah, I mean, having 180-some countries all in one area in Pittsburgh at the same time can be kind of overwhelming. But at the same time, I mean, getting to know the delegates was amazing. Getting to know the other reporters was amazing. And I, kind of like Ananya was saying, I love the fact that even though most of these delegates were in their early 20s and were still in high school, they treated us with a lot of respect, and they didn't really, you know, talk down to us or anything like that. They were just as interested in learning about us as we were learning about them. And I just love the fact that I could, you know, sit down at lunch one day and talk to a guy from Bosnia who's living in Greece right now and just talk to him about austerity in Europe right now. Like, that would never happen anywhere else in my entire life, and that was just incredible.
What was the bridge party? Did you all make it to the bridge party? I didn't. I was too tired. So I felt terrible, but I think I had an early morning meeting. But if you don't know about this, what happened was the Clemente Bridge, the 6th Street Bridge, was closed, and it was turned into this international food and music festival for all the delegates and our reporters to just interact. And, you know, other than fun, nobody's told me much about it. Did anything happen to any of you that was special?
The bridge party was definitely an incredible experience to just talk with the delegates in a casual setting. You would just go up to somebody, and somebody was having their first soft pretzel from China, was amazed at how salty it was, and little things like that. You just understand, like, all the different cultures coming together to celebrate being here at this incredible experience. It was really a nice way to communicate with them in such a casual setting.
Yeah, gosh, it's neat to provide an environment in which people can interact and exchange ideas and be comfortable is really a wonderful thing. And I mentioned the consortium and Carlo and SLB. I failed to mention World Affairs Council and the Post-Gazette, who also were a big part of making this all happen, too. Any other stories from the bridge party at all? Anything? No.
I just think it was an excellent showcase of local arts, in a sense.
Yeah.
Because I noticed that a lot of the, for example, the Robert Morris University's marching band.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they showed up outside Heinz Hall when everyone was leaving. And we just kind of went down, you know, 6th Street under the bridge, being led by them. And on the bridge, I think there were dancers from Pitt and a couple. So it was a really great way for Pittsburgh to showcase their maybe colleges and their artistic capabilities.
So you guys learned probably a lot about Pittsburgh, too. None of you really have reason to spend a lot of time in the city itself, right? Given where your schools are, you're probably the closest.
I do spend quite a bit of time in the city because I'm pretty close. But
did it change your impressions of Pittsburgh itself?
I think definitely it made me value Pittsburgh a lot. I always would ask the delegates, what do you think of Pittsburgh? And they always would say, it's so friendly. Everybody's so nice here. Whenever they have their One Young World badges and they would go places, everybody would say, oh, you're the delegates, welcome to Pittsburgh. The whole city opened up to them, and I think that was really special.
I got a chance to talk to some of the delegates, and I was asking them what they would think of the city, and they were just like, wow, it's so big. I've never seen anything like this. And I think of Pittsburgh, it's not that big at all, because you think of bigger cities like New York, and they're just like, I wish we had cities like this at home. And it's just weird.
Yeah, I was surprised, too. And I'm told that other times when One Young World has happened that the event, kind of like a G20 or something, would be a little isolated from the city rather than, you know, this idea that, all right, we're going to take you all out of the convention center and send you to these breakout sessions on very efficient yellow buses, kind of, right, to go out to all these different places, and then you're going to go to dinners. And then, I mean, so it was very cool that the World Affairs Council, I think they conceived that, along with the Allegheny Conference, to put people out like that. So suddenly the whole region, you know, was filled with it. We only have a couple minutes. I can't believe it. We're going to do this again, we hope, and we're going to have a reunion party at one of these points. There's something else I want to ask you too, but any other observations in general or anything y'all want to say?
I don't think, I was actually thinking about this the other day. I'm not sure that there's any other conference or summit like the One Young World Summit that exists anywhere in the world. To see young people coming together and to see them being able to bond with each other regardless of country, to not just come together to discuss serious issues, but to have fun with one another and experience something with one another, I think it's really quite magical, and I don't think there's anywhere else like it, anything else like it, rather.
Yeah, it really is a singular. I think you're right. Any other thoughts at all? Brianna?
I mean, a lot of people, kind of like Ananya was saying earlier, might think that the summit is just a place for people to come and talk about what they could do, you know, if they had the amount of resources or something in their own country. But really, these delegates that are coming have started organizations. They have a passion. It's what they want to do. It's not just a bunch of fluff and talk. It's actually impacting where they live.
Yeah, it's action-oriented, too. They actually come out with ideas. They establish a microloan fund, you know, during the summit that they made available for others.
During boot camp, we had a chance to talk to Mila Sanin from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and she told us that the most important thing for us to do as talking to people from other world is to find that one that breaks the stereotypes that we have of any country. And I think that during the summit, every single stereotype that came to mind when talking to these people were just broken, because you kind of get an idea of we're both young people in the world and we want to change the world, but this is now, and this is what we chose to do at this point.
That's a great observation, and let's hope the reverse was true too, because our country's image to others is often not so great, frankly, depending on how it's portrayed. It looks like Eliana has something.
I was going to say, I was talking to this girl from Mauritius that was actually saying the same thing. She always thought that South America was more interesting than North America because of the rainforests and things like that. But she was amazed by Pittsburgh and how friendly everyone was here. And she has her stereotype of Americans has been broken through the One Young World Conference. And in addition to that, I would just like to say thank you for everyone that has given us this incredible opportunity. I know we have definitely said that nothing is like this, and this was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us.
Yeah, I agree. I think just in those 2 days of the summit, I think I may have learned more than I have the entire 15 years of my life living in Pittsburgh. Yeah. And I think it was – oh, sorry. Go.
No, please. No.
I think it was so different to see things that you've, like, taken for granted. Like, I remember I was talking to the girl from Mauritius as well at one of our home dinners, and we were making s'mores around the campfire, and she asked me how to make a s'more, and it never occurred to me that someone may have not made a s'more in their childhood, because it's just something that I'm just so used to doing everywhere I go. And so it was interesting just to get, like, her perspective on things. And even, like, one of the delegates that I spoke to from Afghanistan, she was telling me how in her hotel she got to stay near a window on the 17th floor, and that was something totally different for her because she's not normally allowed to stay near windows because there's a potential threat of bombs and the glass shattering.
Wow.
So just small things like that just really opened my mind, things that I had never considered before.
I'm so happy to hear how well it went. I can't wait to see you all again. We're going to do this soon with a reunion of sorts. The one thing I did want to ask, because I know there may be somebody listening who's curious, is just what if anybody has any career and college plans sort of sewed up. And we'll start Eliana, nothing yet, or you know.
I'm not sure, but One Young World has definitely shown me that my age doesn't matter to make a difference. I mean, these young people, they're really not that much older than us, and they've made this huge impact in the world. It's definitely made me want to do something like that also.
And this is your junior year?
Sophomore year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hopefully plan to attend American University in Washington to study political science and international relations. And then I'd like to go on to law school. But I dare say that the One Young World Summit probably... I was trying to decide whether to major in political science or international relations, and it's probably going to be international relations.
Well, and plus, you could always sort of go back and forth, mm-hmm. too, but that's good to hear. What about you and Anya?
Well, I mean, I'm a left-brain person, unlike most of you here, but I always wanted to go into, like, robotics and engineering. That's sort of what I was looking at. And so this was sort of out of my comfort zone, but I think this was just an amazing experience, and it sort of made me rethink what I want to do.
That's interesting, because I didn't... this was fun for me because I got to know you all, as well as our other participants, better than usual, and I really didn't typecast you that way at all. I now remember you had told me about that strong interest, so that's neat. What about you, Brad?
Well, I don't have any college plans or anything like that yet. I'm only a junior, but I know that a lot of us were impacted by the woman, the delegate from Afghanistan, who has an organization that she started collecting coats and clothing for children in Afghanistan. So I know a lot of us were interested in maybe starting something in our own schools to help her with that. We've been talking about it on, you know, Facebook and that sort of thing. So I think that even though all of us might, you know, still be in high school and that sort of thing, there was even an impact on us just from observing and reporting about the summit that we want to take back to our community.
Well, I love that there's some cross-community activity going too across districts, because at least when I was growing up, that almost never happened, that you had friends that went to other high schools. I assume it's probably still kind of like that. Nathan?
As of right now, I believe I want to go into... international relations and communications, like a double major, and just let it go from there wherever I go. Yeah, I'm definitely interested in video and radio and things like that, and that's definitely what I would want to go into.
Great. I want to encourage you to go to pghyouthmedia.org. You can read and comment on the stories that these kids, students, young adults, people, how about these people, that these people have created along with 27 others who are not here today. Congratulations to all of you. And I almost don't want to say goodbye, but we'll keep in touch. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday Morning.